You have likely heard of speed dating, where people move from table to table, quickly chatting with each other to see if there's a spark. But have you ever heard of speed dating while riding on a ski chairlift? Latoya Dennis of member station WUWM reports from a speed date ski lift event in Wisconsin.
Essentially, this is speed dating 2.0. You register and pay $58. Then you take a survey that asks your age, your interests, what you're looking for in a potential mate. The next step is to show up with your ski gear and an open mind.
I mean, you never know. You just never know. So I think this is a perfect way to just get out there, enjoy a day of skiing, and meet someone who has a shared interest as you do.
That's Michelle Kamke, who's 39 years old, works as a marketing manager, and loves to ski.
Well, one of the first questions I always ask Guy is, do you ski or snowboard? What do you like to do for fun in the winter? I'm really looking for someone to be an adventure partner.
Right now, Kamke is standing near the fire pit on this 30-degree day, listening to a carefully curated soundtrack of love songs, waiting to be paired by a professional matchmaker. There are nearly 100 singles here waiting to be matched.
I have my eyes on a couple people, so I'm gonna go right for it.
What was your name?
Michelle.
Michelle?
All right, Michelle, this is Troy.
Hi, Troy. Nice to meet you.
When it comes to dating these days, matchmaker Megan Costantino says so much of it is done online, but nothing beats actually meeting in person.
What the problem is with online dating is everyone's consumed by physical appearance. And a lot of times, that's obviously not what matters. It's really, you know, the connection that you have with someone.
Costantino paired Kamke with 25-year-old Troy Morris.
I love skiing. I've been doing it since I could walk, and my parents actually met skiing, so it was, you know, might as well try it.
Once Morris and Kamke were partnered, they got on their chairlift and had just 3 minutes until they reached the top of the hill to decide if they liked each other enough to ski down the hill together. If they didn't, they'd just ski down alone and ask to be paired with someone else. But Morris and Kamke decided to ski together. A few minutes later, we met up again, this time at the top of the hill.
So, what do you know so far in the entire, I don't know, 5-10 minutes that you've known each other?
Yeah, I think we're both just as passionate about skiing, and he comes from an incredibly passionate family about skiing.
She goes on far more ski trips than I do, even though my entire family does it.
Morris says that his mom and dad met skiing. In fact, they met on this exact hill 35 years ago. His mom, Christine, is on ski patrol here today, and when they see her walking in their direction, they sneak away to be alone. Because one sure way to make a speed date even more awkward would be meeting mom on the slopes. For NPR News, I'm Latoya Dennis in Milwaukee.